This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You gotta check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki.
Yeah. Opening up my Zevia, getting ready for the pod. It's Monday. How's it going out there, everyone? Welcome to the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Having a great day so far. I hope you are too. We are going to have such a good show for you today. I feel it in my bones. Welcome to the show. If it's the first time listening, welcome. There's lots of inside jokes. You'll catch on soon. We love having you. We always invite new people to listen. If you're a returning bestie, that's what we call you. Welcome back to the show. I thought about you guys a lot this weekend and I journaled about you and I just love people that listen to this podcast. It brings me immense, immense joy and I feel very close to you. So thank you for listening. Noah is here today. Hello, Noah.
Hi, Nikki.
Noah is in Arizona. She's the producer of my show. I don't know why I wanted to like reset today and just bring anyone in who might be new because I feel like we've been kind of disregarding that and I want to just keep it so like
you're a professional.
We're the cool table that always lets in new people.
Yes.
In the cafeteria. Like we sometimes I can be a bitch and like be the bitchy girl that's like, don't sit with us. But like that is not today. I want you to sit with us. Welcome in. And as always, you can drop in and out of the show. This is like a morning radio show. You don't need to like listen to every single one, but I love people that do. Noah, starting off the show today, we were talking a little bit before we got started and you were like F-Boy Island. You are now a fan of the show. You've let it in your heart. You want to know things. I have a lot of people reaching out to me. I mean, I have had the same phone number for I guess since high school. I'm not even joking you. And there are people that have got my number back in college and high school, which has now been 20 years ago, you know, for people from my past reaching out because of F-Boy Island, like everyone has reached out to me. I'm getting random numbers, just like, what are your thoughts? Or just people, my lawyer sent me a huge thing about like all of his, I mean, my lawyer, Lev Ginsburg, who is not F-Boy Island's probably like prime like target. He's obsessed and he's got his family into it. And he said that his wife was mad because he let his kids watch it, and his kids are young. I think his daughter is like 10 or something. I'm like, oh, she's too young for it. Her name is Shira. I love that name more than anything. But he was like, his wife was mad because they put it on and right out of the gate, there was like probably like a calm on your face joke. And then he said that the kids have started chanting F-Boy Island and they want more. And so she gave in. It was really funny. So what do you want to know, Noah? I'm actually, I don't like when people reach out to me about it because it feels like I just can't tell you things. I actually do. I just heart it though. I just don't have time to get back to all of you. So all the DMs I'm getting from besties, I see them all. If I heart them, I like them. Sometimes I really want to reply, but I'm like, I can't. So just know that I probably read your thing unless it's a giant thing of text, in which case I like sometimes don't have time to read it, but I do skim it. Okay. What do you want to know, Noah?
All right. So when I was watching it last night or binging, I was wondering, because I don't know how.
What episode are you on?
Oh, I'm up to date. Are you kidding me?
Oh my God. I'm not even up to date. I only just took down 4 last night. I mean, it's a lot for me to watch because I have so many insecurities about my own performance. And then I forget that I'm even on the show and I get wrapped up in it. And then I come back on and I go, oh God. But okay. So tell me.
Okay. I don't think I'll be giving away anything major in this, but the girls get access to the guys' Instagram accounts.
Yes.
And they look through it. And I was wondering, if you were dating a guy and you went to his Instagram page and you saw photos from like a previous relationship, I want to know if that would be a deal breaker.
Okay. Are they together anymore?
They're not together.
I know we're talking about Garrett, because Garrett, it's in question whether or not he is still with his girlfriend that he claims was an ex. They broke up, and it's all very shady, and you gotta watch to understand. I'm up to 4, so that's where I am at 4, but I think it gets
episode
more resolved.
4 is my favorite episode so
it's
far
the
of
best.
The season.
It's so good. Okay, what I love this question. No, you know what I think is weird is when, I mean, it's a good way to know if someone is in a relationship, because all of a sudden there's like no history that a girl was ever in their life if you go through their Instagram. You know, like if you're dating someone new, you go back and there's just like nothing. I don't have a problem with it if it's over. If the relationship is over and they kept like memories where there's like pictures of them kiss, maybe not kissing, but like memories of them like at a wedding together, like posing in a pretty setting. Like I really don't have an issue with men having loved someone before, maybe in a different way that they can love me, maybe. And I'm just maybe not deeper. I don't want to say that. Like, I hope that the person I end up with loves me the most of anyone they've ever loved. That's the goal. But if it's a different kind of love, I can be okay with that. I can just like, I can be okay with that. I don't understand why. I don't want someone to be in love with someone while I'm dating them. I don't want that emotional thing. As you guys know, like, I don't care if a guy I am dating were to be on a boys trip and like hook up with a girl like in some foreign land, like Austin, Texas or Vegas. But I don't want them to have an emotional connection. Yes, there would be something about it that makes me jealous, but hearing about like a love before me, but to completely eternal sunshine some your partner's life. I know that I don't expect my partner to like hear everything about my past, but it is something for me that I'm realizing I don't like when men can't handle that I have a past. I can't. It's just much like, you know, I want to be okay with it because most men do not want to know. Andrew's one of them. He doesn't want to hear about your past boyfriends if he's dating you. He doesn't want to know that you hooked up with anyone. He wants to, like, in his mind, create this kind of virginal person, which he knows isn't true, like, obviously. But he doesn't want to know details. And I feel like every man I've ever dated doesn't want to know details of the past. And I'm horny for details of the past because that girl's gone because I had her killed.
Did I just say that? I mean, she died tragically in like a way that they still don't understand. Like she was just like taking a picture on a ledge and like, oh, strong wind shoved her off violently. But a strong wind with blonde hair in a wearing all black. But anyway, I don't care. Would you? I bet you would.
It used to really bother me. Right, I don't Andrew. Even like with Avi. I think it was maybe like 8 months before I looked at his Instagram page.
Whoa. I'd love for a guy to not have an Instagram page. I'm being completely honest, like no Twitter, no Instagram, you know, unless that's part of their like profession. I read on Reddit the other day, someone wrote girls who don't, it was in like an Ask Women subreddit. And it was like women who don't post their social lives on social media. Why? And all these women were just like, I don't know. My private life is my private life. And I just don't want to. And I was just like, that's cool. I mean, I'm going to do that eventually. I'm definitely going to Taylor Swift my next relationship and I'm not going to blab about it all the time and try to keep it like special. I don't know if I'll be able to do it, but I don't know. There's a part of me, Noah, so badly that wants to not be famous and not be a person that people recognize. Like, I think I would start an ASMR channel if I was someone that could be anonymous. I think I would definitely start a like guitar, like a YouTube of like, you know, I'm learning guitar, here are songs I'm putting out. But the fact that people know who I am and I could be recognizable on it prevents me from doing it. Wah, you're a celebrity and you can't get out of here. I get it. I asked for this and I could, yesterday I was practicing guitar. I just felt so lame, like trying to be like, singing like this, like trying to sound so like soulful, like it's so embarrassing. So I'm learning this Flume song. Do you know that Flume song that's like it's called Never Be Like You? Never be like you, what would I do if I could change this fickle-minded heart? It's like a beautiful song about like being someone who can't accept love, and it's by Flume, and it's Never Be Like You is the name of the song, and I love it. And my voice is too husky to sing it at the right key. So I've modified it to like be low. And I was like really impressing myself with how I could be like, what would I do if I could change? Like I was being like, like growly and like really sounding like jazzy. Jeff, no, I was really sounding like very Etta James, like jazz club. And I was like, oh my God, I gotta create a character because if I'm able to do a character, I can do anything. So what were we talking about? Oh yeah, would I get jealous? Oh God, I have so much to say on that. I was really talking about it a lot this weekend with Emil and Emil Joaquim, who is going to be a part of my tour now, my stand-up tour, because he did a guest set over the weekend in Atlantic City and was just so fun to have with us. We wrote so many jokes together with me, Andrew, and Emil. We were just like, this is great. But we were at dinner talking about all of this, and then my Uber driver on the way home from St. Louis was talking about it because she had heard of F Boy Island. We got in the car in St. Louis and she was like, how was your trip, guys? And I'm just kind of like, good, we're just so tired. We got in from Atlantic City, I woke up, you know, we flew into Atlantic City, drove an hour from Philadelphia, got to the casino, 2 hours later we're doing the show, did the show, hung out, went to bed, woke up 3 hours later, got in the limo again, took a flight. Like it was just a fucking whirlwind. I got in the Uber. I just didn't want to talk, but this girl was like really chatty and so nice. And the first thing she said was, did you guys, were you on a reality show? And I was like, what? And Andrew and I looked at each other like, not this time. We kind of laughed. And she was like, yeah, I just picked up someone yesterday that was on a reality show. They were all filming some Discovery Channel show. And I was like, I'm actually the host of a reality show that I think you should watch called F-Boy Island. And then we got talking about it and about like why you go for F-Boys, who like, because I go for F-Boys. I'm attracted to F-Boys. I'm attracted to men who can't love me. It's not about I like them necessarily. I just sense that they can't fully love me because I don't. And that's why I like that Flume song. It's like, what would I do if I could to take away this fear of being loved, allegiance to the pain. Now I fucked up and I'm missing you. I'll never be like you. So obviously this girl like cheated on her boyfriend or like did something to push him away. because she's scared of being loved. And I like really relate to that. And I don't know why I'm afraid of being loved, because it's seemingly all I want. Anyway, we were talking about it with this woman, and we were just getting on the thing about cheating and monogamy and if it's natural. And I'd just been talking about it with Emil and Andrew. I just don't understand why women and men too have to be in denial about the fact that the person they choose to be with is still going to be sexually attracted to other people. It's just, you cannot deny it. And if you do, you deny that they're a human being, like an animal with, like, you can be in denial of it, but it's not going to serve you to be in denial. Like, you should see your partner for what they are. And it's like a human being that can't help the way they are wired, which is to fuck things or be fucked by things, people, men, women. And when you get married, that doesn't go away. You don't get your brain operated on and have that part of your brain frozen. If you could, surely women would have men go through these treatments, and men would probably go through those treatments so that they didn't have to be attracted to other women and want new pussy. But the thing is, stop denying that the gut. And when you actually let it in your heart that your husband or your boyfriend would like to fuck other pussies, and it has nothing to do with them being more lovable than you and him wanting to be with them and like support them and save them during a crisis and like be their partner, there's freedom there. And if your partner has a crush on someone else at work or like develops feelings for someone else while you're together, if you have an open dialogue about the fact that we're both going to still be attracted to people and it's going to happen in the course of our relationship, because especially when we go through periods where we don't like each other, we're resenting each other because we're, you know, one of us is distracted with work or one of us is distracted with a mental illness or an addiction, and then the other person feels neglected, they're going to develop a crush on someone. Now, if you are in a place in your relationship where you cannot be open and communicate and act like you are human with thoughts and desires, possibly for other people, it's going to lead to you cheating. Whereas instead, and you know, it's very hard to do. Think of how hard it is to tell someone you cheated on them, which is what you're going to have to do eventually. They're going to find out, or you're just going to live a lie the rest of your life, which is like the worst thing. Either you wait for that down the road, or you get ahead of it the second you have a crush and you tell your partner, which is very hard to do, I have a crush on someone. I'm feeling sexual desires and emotional desires for someone. I don't want this to ruin us. What do we do? And as hard as that would be, and as much as you might think the person you're with would reject you, if they do reject you before you've done anything with that, and they reject you because you had a feeling you couldn't help that you didn't act on, then you shouldn't be with them. They should be understanding enough that they can, that I know it's going to hurt their feelings. They should be able to handle that and appreciate that you came to them with that. But when we live in this world of denial, where we get married and we just act like our husbands aren't going to want to fuck other things and we're not going to want to get fucked by other things, we're living a lie. And I think that lies and dishonesty are, I know for me, everything is related to me lying. Everything. I had to lie recently for some stuff, and it has been terrible. It's why I went into a depression last week. It's why I felt, literally, it's why I felt fat last week. Listen to me when I say that. I felt fat and stained. Remember when I said I was stained? I'm a stained person. I'm ugly. I mean, I was having all the thoughts that you have when you are sick in the mind, but you actually are like, no, I'm seeing things clearly. I'm old. My skin is pasty. My hair's dry and breaking. It's falling out. I'm fat, blah, blah, blah. All these thoughts directly related to the fact that I had to lie last week. So, and I had to do a lot of work to get there. But I realized that if I stay honest about everything, not everything, you don't need to be rude to people and tell them, you know, but when I lie, I end up feeling ugly. It's such an interesting thing to be able to trace a line directly. I feel like Charlie Day in that one meme from Always Sunny with all the lines on the board, the string lines connect, like conspiracy theory. There is a direct string from lying, even the littlest lie, to me feeling like I'm ugly or fat which is a symptom of depression. And what makes me feel depressed is being dishonest with myself and with others. And oh my God, I got to get to the stained thing. I'm going to do it. So I'm going to bring Andrew in because there's a whole thing I want to go into. If you didn't listen to the podcast last week, I was in a funk. I would just skip it. But I did do an episode in which I was talking about feeling like a stained person. Like I just feel like all my clothes are gross. Like even if I have new nice things, I wear it once and it will just be soiled in some way that it maybe not even like actually, like I'll spill something on it. It'll be clean, but it'll still smell weird or just the fabric will change because I touched it, you know? And these are all, I don't feel that way today. In fact, I'm sitting next to my Bissell carpet cleaner, which I just used to get up the coffee stain. Look at the coffee color. Oh my God, it's spilling shit. Listen, I even spill the Bissell cleaner. That's how much I spill things, but I'm not a stained person. We'll get to that in a second and elaborate with Andrew. Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they're all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at donttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky, smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey, Andrew.
Oh, hello. Hello, Nikki. Hello.
You just said that Noah looks European.
Yeah, I mean, anytime a person's wearing a soccer jersey, I just assume they're from, like, Spain or France.
Yeah, I mean, is that a soccer jersey?
I'm just wearing an Adidas shirt with three stripes on the shoulders that Nikki gave me, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's like a ringer tee, white, with black stripes on the top, and it's so freaking cute. God, why did I give that to you? I want it back. Next time we're hanging out, you have to give that back to me.
Just I have a stain bit on it, and I can send it back to you if you want.
Does it really have a stain on it?
Yeah.
Is it from me?
No, it's from me. It's an oil stain from me.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Well, look at your stain, too. Mm-hmm. Andrew, I didn't get to talk to them about the stain stuff that I shared with you this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like, do you ever feel like a stain person?
Yeah, all the time. I'm like, that's like one of the things I'm known for by a lot of my friends.
It's just always having.
Well, Brenna says I always have one stain.
And we miss her so much.
God, I miss her.
I always have
one stain. I like white t-shirts. They last 35 minutes before I look like a fucking pig.
You do laundry so infrequently that you even admitted for a while you were so depressed in your life at some point that you would just buy new clothes. You wouldn't wash them.
Yeah, I'd buy new clothes. I'd flip the mattress or I would maybe flip the sheets. You know, anything to keep me as lazy as possible.
Yes.
I always have a stain. It's always usually tomato sauce based, coffee based. I can't get it out, which is, it's always, people say, oh, you just got to take oil and vinegar or whatever to get it out. Rubbing alcohol,
that might be a problem.
Dishwasher.
No, you're right. There's always a bunch of, I was talking about this last week, remedies or like things, but then you have to go buy those things and do them and do like an arts and crafts project. And I just don't want to do it. No. I'd rather just.
Why don't we make something with all that stuff in it?
Well,
like a 3-for-1.
Tide pens are amazing, I have to say,
maybe
if
they
you
got
could
that.
Carry one of those on you. But Tide pens are actually great. So I was talking last week about feeling stained. And we have a chain going with all the girls that went to Tulum, which is my best friends from high school, Kirsten Taylor, Sarah Lena, one of my best friends from New York, Noah, of course, Carlisle Forrester, comedian, and Robin, my makeup and hair person on F-Boy Island, which, by the way, she killed it. Like, I've never looked, anytime you look at F-Boy Island, anytime I've watched it and gone, what the fuck, look at my makeup, it's because I did it myself when she was out of the room, and she was just like, Nikki, your brows are, there's a shot of me where my brows, I look like a drag queen. It is so insane. It's the still image for the fourth episode. If you go to HBO Max, you guys, my brows are so awful. Please do not like send me a picture or anything. I know you don't need to write me and go, I know they're really bad. I know. Just go look at it. But she really killed it, and I'm excited to have her in my life. If she sucked at makeup and hair, it would suck to like try to like have to tell her I don't want her to do stuff. But mm-hmm. she's my go-to now, even though she lives in the Caymans. Anyway, so we are on a WhatsApp group message thing, which I love WhatsApp compared to texting because it lets you know how many unread messages you have. It keeps everything. It's just, I know I'm late to the game on WhatsApp, but I also love that it's a separate app that is just for that conversation. So my texts are mainly for work and other people, and then WhatsApp is just for this really fun chain of like connection and like vulnerability and we're all just like so like kind to each other and make each other laugh. Honestly, my Kirsten is the funniest person I think I'll ever know. And I just told her today that I'm so glad you don't want to be famous because you could be, and it would like, and everyone would realize that you, I steal my, your essence. And that's, I'm just, well, it's not, I've become other people since I've mixed a bunch of people's essences to make my own. And now I'm kind of finding my own, but Kirsten is so funny. So Carlisle started this off by hearing the podcast on, sorry, one second. When Carlisle heard the podcast the other day where I was talking about feeling stained, and she wrote to all of us, or she did a voice memo to all of us, and I just want to play it because it made me laugh so hard and it led to so many funny things that I just want to share with these people. Okay, so this is Carlisle. I'm going to do it at 1.5 times the speed. That's the other thing I love about WhatsApp is the voice memos. You can speed them up. Here we go.
I'm so glad you don't feel like an imposter anymore. I was listening to the podcast the other day and you were talking about being a stained person. And I think this is something this group would enjoy. Does anybody remember the 90s band Stain? Okay, I'm going to refresh your memory. They sang the song that was like, it's been a while since I could see there was a dick there or something like that. Does anybody remember this Stain? I kept thinking about when you were saying you're a stained person, like you're a real stain.
Okay, so she's calling me a stained head. Because like when I was a stained person, she was thinking that I was like a fan of Stained. And if you don't know the band The Stained, it is that band that sings, and everything I can't remember. It was on the radio all the time around like 2008, 2009. Noah, are you a Stained fan?
I'm not a, I never got into Stained, but I know weird like the band and stuff. You
couldn't. He was very sweaty, very passionate.
Aaron Lewis is his name.
What is his name? You know his name?
Yeah, Aaron Lewis.
Whoa, that is not the what you would think the name.
He's also Uncle Cracker, which not many people know.
No.
Yep, what? Same guy. Yeah.
No.
I don't, that's not true.
But I bet you someone would have believed it if we just kept it going.
That is so funny. Or like Sean Mullins. Remember that? I grew up with the rodeo and the boulevard. The guy that's like, and everyone was there. It was Buddy Holly and Sonny and Cher. And it was like, everything's gonna be all right.
Rock-a-bye.
These one-hit wonders from like the late 90s, early 2000s.
Like Nashville with a tan.
Yes, yes, yeah, 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 yeah. That's what we always say. We always reference Sean Mullins. Where is he at?
Anyway, he's killing it at Cracker Barrel.
So then Kirsten goes into singing Stained lyric. Like now we've taken the Stained, it's been a while format. And now we are going to make it an inside joke. And I want to bring the besties in on this because it's so fun to just do, it's been a while. And that's what we're going to, so here's Kirsten.
Yeah, send in voice memos of
yeah,
your own
you'll
versions.
Want to after we get through this. Okay, so this is Kirsten. Okay, so this is Kirsten's. I'm going to play it at 1.5 the speed. Last time I played Carla's at 2 times the speed. Here we go.
It's been a while since I've gone, fuck things up just like I've always done. It's been a while.
Oh, wait,
in my head, that sounds exactly like Sing. Am I right?
It does sound exactly like it. I want to play it again at the right speed because she actually nails the impression.
It's been a while since I've gone, fuck things up just like I've always done.
Okay, it's so good. Now I'm gonna beef up the speed because then she gets into making jokes about it.
It's been a while. In my head, that sounds exactly like Sing. Am I right? But everything disappears when I'm with you. I'm walking down the street in my neighborhood. Can you imagine like seeing like a housewife singing, it's been a while.
Okay,
so
next.
Story about the guy at the gym.
Oh, wait, hold on. Okay, so now Carlisle is going to get back in on the party.
Yes, that is the one. And I think this needs to be the song that we like sing anytime anybody feels like an imposter to make yourself laugh. And you can just be like, it's been a while since I spilled a whole coffee on my carpet. It's been a while since I cleaned my house.
Now curse it.
Since I put on mascara, I'm looking like a man. It's been a while since I've cooked a proper meal, it's takeout in my hand.
It's been a while since I've cooked a proper meal, it's takeout in my hand. I am dying.
Yeah, it's a great line.
It's been a while. It's so fun to do that, and everyone can hit that note.
Yeah, it's not. It's just a strain. It's not too difficult. How does that song start? I feel like it starts like really like, I don't know.
I know how it ends. It ends mysteriously. It goes at the very end. It goes, since I first saw you. And then it's like Z107 bringing all the hits on a summer hot day. We got Kayo coming up with Kiss Me Through the Phone. Like, it's just like, it reminds me so much of like those summer DJs.
I just want to hear Copeland. How did it start?
Wait, so now let me just say that Taylor gets on the chain and she is showing us a tour of her house. And she is talking about how she is one of Taylor's hobbies. She's a very interesting person, is collecting bugs. Okay, well, you're getting it done. You're getting it ready?
I'm listening. Oh. I guess it just starts right on. It's been a while. That's not just the
Wait,
chord.
Let's see. It's been a while. Hold my head up high. Oh, it's coming
he
back
has
to
an
me.
Eyebrow ring.
I love this song. Okay.
Oh,
okay. So
great song.
Then on the chain.
It's been a while since I did laundry. Separate the colors and whites.
It's, and it's been a while since I addressed one of the piles in the four corners of my room. And it's been a while since I brushed my teeth or went to the dentist. And it's been a while. I just got a shower caddy.
You did get a shower caddy.
It hasn't been a while since my toothbrush's been on the floor of my shower. It hasn't been a while since the longest pube you've ever seen touched the back of the brush.
Dude, I filmed his shower the other day.
Oh, man,
he got
that
a
was
caddy.
Vulnerable. Vulnerable.
I mean, everything about that was vulnerable. You were really vulnerable in that video. We showed your room, which was a nightmare.
And I just talked about cleaning it 2 days before.
Yeah, you were really cocky about what happened there. What happened between you being like, I'm doing it, I'm going to clean? Because, listen, we all relate,
you know,
to
like
having a plan and not
it
going
was
to.
Like after you clean up all the rubble of war,
mm-hmm.
and then they're like, we got one more bomb for you. So, like, I cleaned up a good amount, and then somehow within 2 days, another bomb went off.
Right, right.
I don't even know how it happens.
Yeah.
But
I know. I'm the same way. So for those of you who might not have seen our Instagram story, which you can't miss stuff that we post on Instagram, because when we do, it's so vulnerable and funny. Nikki Glaser Pod, just you got to request access because it's private, because we do put stuff out there that's vulnerable. And so the other day, Andrew, what was it going in there to film in the first place? Oh, I know, because you had gotten a shower caddy so that your toothbrush wouldn't be on the floor of Flower Shore.
Yeah, Flower Shore.
And you got a caddy. In the picture on Amazon, the caddy had been filled with things.
Yeah,
there's shampoo, there's conditioner, there is a cup that has like a thing in it, but not even a toothbrush on the thing. But he thought all of those things would come in the caddy. Instead, it just was the caddy.
Yes, it was false advertising.
No, it wasn't.
I got bamboozled.
No one thinks.
I got bamboozled, I tell you.
When you buy a shirt, do you think the man is coming?
Yes.
That is wearing the shirt?
I'm always mad when he's not in the package.
Okay, well. It was hilarious because then I realized I had bought you weeks ago when the toothbrush thing came up. I had bought you two toothbrush holders and tons of toothbrushes to fill so they'd be everywhere.
I not didn't know because, this. This was so nice of you.
Well, not because I wanted you. I want you to have better oral hygiene because I want you to have, like, it's really important for your health to take care of your teeth. And I actually am, like, legitimately worried about you, but not in a way that I'm like, I just want you to, because I know that when you brush
this really makes me sound like a dirty man. Dude, I do brush my teeth.
But only when you shower, you said.
Yeah, but I shower twice a day.
Sometimes you don't, though. If you skip a day, then you skip a day of brushing. So I just wanted brushes to be everywhere in your life.
I even have those floss things now.
That's good.
I think my mouth is a goddamn dumpster fire, and it kind of is, but it's not always on fire.
How long has it been since you've been to the dentist?
They're still around.
I mean, I'm guessing the one that you have gone to before died.
Yeah, he died.
From, you know, how hard he worked that day. He died of exhaustion.
Well, I told this story. I've never told it on the pod, but I went in to the dentist and the guy goes, So how long have you been a smoker? And I go, no. He goes, how many years have you smoked? I go, I've never smoked a cigarette. I've smoked. And he goes, and he just looks at my mouth. He goes, interesting.
Whoa, dude. Oh, my God.
He's like, how long have you been eating dog shit? And I'm like, never, never.
Never assume. I mean, that's like the pregnancy of mouth.
Yeah, of like, when are you due? Yeah.
So real quick, I just want to finish the stain thing.
Talk about my teeth.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. No, your teeth look fine, actually. It's just like they can look fine, but I know that there's stuff. There's gum stuff.
Yeah. And I come from a family where teeth get lost out of the mouth. Yeah, my grandpa Henry. Yeah, my grandpa Henry had all fakes on the bottom.
Yeah, you might just be, you should just get veneers. I don't know why you wouldn't do that.
If I got veneers, I'd get even worse veneers than I got. And then I go, ha-ha, but I got better teeth underneath.
You would buy veneers thinking that I'm trying to think of like the shower caddy thing, but again, there's nothing really that comes with veneers that I'm trying to think of.
Well, they could show maybe stains on them, and I'd be like, oh, they come with the stains.
No, they don't show stains on veneers. No. Look really good now, though. Like, they look, you don't really know when people have them a lot of times,
unless
you
they
gotta
go
get
too
your
big
teeth shaved down, but then you just get smaller ones put in.
It's like a
but
complete bald guy getting a wig too late.
I don't mind it, just get a bald, get a wig.
Okay.
Just, I think that's okay when people, you know, people think that you have to like slowly get your hair to come back, like, or have face work done in a slow way. Just say I had face work done. Just say I'm wearing a toupee. Like, if people ask, and if you're honest, it sets you free. So let me just say this one thing. So Taylor starts to share about her life. And Taylor is very interesting. She's into like anthropology and collecting bugs and, her OCD and her like whatever, she's like a very smart person that likes to like make maps, like she actually likes to do cartography. So she is mapping out a reservoir that no maps have any. She lives in Woodstock, New York, and there's no maps of this reservoir that she lives near, and so she's mapping it out. And she went to the library and went through microfiche and found all these printouts. She wrote down all these people's numbers to call them about like the history of this reservoir. Very interesting person. And showing us all of her hobbies around her house. She collects old bottles. Like, she's always looking for artifacts. She's just so interesting. So so Kirsten makes a It's Been a While about Taylor's interests. Here we go.
It's been a while since I even knew what the fuck a reservoir really is. I'm gonna look it up on Wikipedia. I think it's a body of water, something like that. Your whole video, Taylor, just made me feel like such a basic bitch. I'm sitting here reading a novel from Reese's Witherspoon Book Club, yeah.
And it's true. It made us feel like such basic bitches. And then I was laughing so hard at all of this. I was at Whole Foods cracking up about It's Been a While. And so then I sent this one. Let me see.
Since I have laughed in public that fucking hard. It's been a while, but I was in line at Whole Foods. And everyone was looking at me. They were mad I was having fun. I am so impressed by your house, Taylor, and that you do things that I think are boring for fun. You're so cute.
It's so fun to do. It's been a while. So I just want to encourage everyone to do it. Carlisle then made a Photoshop of me wearing a stained shirt that I'm going to post on the Instagram today. But
I love
let's get
a
to the
hobby
news.
Like that. Like, I love a hobby. I would never have a hobby like that.
Thank God people have hobbies like that, or this world would not be. We wouldn't
Math.
Have found.
Yeah.
Amerigo Vespucci found America. Is looking.
Well, I'm always interested in like old school maps when they had to like, you know, put down like a nail or something and then walk with a string like 2 miles and then figure out the topography from without being able to see it from above. It's fucking wild.
It's wild. Yeah. Thank God people are still interested in that stuff, even though we have TikTok. Let's get to the news.
And Google Maps.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. Yeah, you heard it here first.
Sure that reservoir's on Google Maps.
I'm sure it is. She has a flip phone. Taylor has a flip phone. She's one of these people that wants to be off the grid, even though she likes to grid charts and wants to write on grids.
Oh man, the news is here, everybody, and we had a great weekend. Hope you did too. I hope you had all the swells, and I'm talking all of them. I'm sorry that you're your SSDJ right now acting like a BBD, but hey, let's not a BBD, yes. A DDB.
A dumb, dumb bitch.
Yeah, and a lot of people didn't know what that one was on the Instagram.
Yeah, yeah, someone made a thing of all of our inside jokes. DDB is a dumb, dumb bitch, and that can be a guy or a girl. It's not misogynistic or misogynist. And then SSDJ is soul-sucking desk job. Okay, what's the first story?
Okay, I'm sorry, but right now it's not coming up, the email. Is this my sent email? Okay, here it is. Maybe we keep this because it's kind of funny. Okay, all right, first headline.
It's been a while since we started the news segment. It's been a while. We might not get to it because our Wi-Fi is delayed.
Here we go. So a woman was found swimming inside a 70-foot tall water tank filled with 350,000 gallons of water.
She was found swimming
so
in this?
So she climbed this water tank.
Oh, this is like Hotel like 70, Cecil.
Yeah, like the Cecil Hotel, yeah. But this girl was alive. She okay. was found. They saw her climb. A cop saw her climbing up this 70-foot tank. She just tried to take a little swimmy because the latch was open. I don't know how she knew the latch was open. Someone was painting it.
So is this like a tank that's next to a reservoir? Like it's like for water? Stuff,
yes,
like,
it's for like, it's a water you know, a tank water in Alabama. Yes.
Okay. And she wanted to go swimming. I'm guessing this woman was on something, like a raft or something. She bring a pool floating.
She was no, just she was swimming in there.
Yeah. She was just doing laps. She wanted to. The Y was closed.
I kind of get it.
What? First of all, you don't know inside that tank it's going to be clean water. Do tanks have that say like this isn't poop on them? No, I would just figure any tank could have. Feces.
Dude, one time I was at camp, at band camp. It's been a while since I've been at camp. And we picked up a rock and a guy fell into the sewer. And he was neck up in poop.
Oh, God.
It was the most wild thing I've ever seen. And then he came out and he was in such shock. He just started running around the camp with poop all over him. So
that's anyway. So sad that I'm guessing he's dead now.
Yeah, he died.
I mean, that is so, I mean, swimming in poop, but. You get that why this woman would want to go swimming in this tank.
There's something refreshing about it, especially if you're homeless and you haven't taken a shower in a while.
A dark tank that you flip the lid on, or was it like open air? Was it like an above ground pool that's 70 feet?
Yeah.
That's a massive above ground pool.
But there's something about swimming in water that's very deep that is like scary yet
scary
also refreshing.
Fuck.
Yeah.
What do you mean refreshing?
I don't know. There's something about buoyancy and like not knowing where the bottom is. I don't know. Have you ever swam in an ocean that's very deep?
I think that's everyone's biggest fear is that you can't see the bottom and what lurks beneath. I mean, I got scared of the lines on the pool as a kid. I'm not going to like when I can't see anything on the bottom.
Yeah, but you've swam with whales in the open ocean.
I do like swimming with whales, and I don't mind if I see sharks and I can jump. I went swimming with sharks. I jumped in because the people on this yacht that are like ran this yacht, these like crew were like, oh, yeah, you can swim with those. They're fine. And I just jumped in without any like any other kind of like Googling the type of shark, making sure. I just jumped in because I could see them and I was told they were okay.
And you trusted these people.
But I don't want to. I'm scared, more scared of riptides.
Okay, so you're more afraid of a riptide than getting your skin ripped by a shark.
Yeah.
Now, why? Okay, I get drowning is a little, that's scary, right?
Just like, being sucked out to sea and not being able to, yeah, drowning freaks me out. But I don't really think about the drowning part. I mean, obviously that's the end of it. But it's more the unknown. Like riptides, you just like can't see them. They just come out of nowhere. And I know that you're supposed to swim parallel with the shore, but I just don't know in that moment I'll remember that tactic.
So you would rather know the boogeyman's under the bed and see the boogeyman and see how scary the boogeyman is and then be cool with the boogeyman than not knowing at all that the boogeyman is there.
No, I mean, what you don't know is scarier than what you do know. I think
I don't feel that way. When I'm surfing, I don't want to know what's underneath the water. I just assume there's nothing really there.
Well, this brings us back to what we were talking about before. When you are in a relationship, you don't want to ever hear about ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriends.
Yeah.
You want to go swimming without knowing you know that there's been exes, but you're in denial of it. It's called denial, and living in denial is bad for you, I believe.
I think there's probably again like a nice balance of knowing about their exes and knowing about their past relationships, where you don't need to know everything, but not being in complete denial about it. I don't think you should want to be like, so what exactly did his dick look like? Or what exactly did, you know, he
but
do
I
that
think
made
that
you laugh?
Like, would I would prefer to never know about it if you could. You only say I'll know about it because you don't.
I had a dream last night that Brenna cheated. Mm-hmm. And I was like really upset.
Yeah.
It really hurt my feelings. But she didn't like hook. It was weird. We were at a party with new people and she just like went off mm-hmm. without me. And I was like looking for her and then she wasn't answering my text. And then I saw her Instagram story and she was with a guy that like seemed really cool.
Oh no.
But and they weren't
were
hooking up. But
you weren't hanging out with him.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
love a cool guy.
Yeah, dude. He was jacked and looked real hot, real veiny.
Looked like he could help you with your swing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something.
Have you ever dreamed about someone cheating on you and how does that make you feel?
No, I don't think I've dreamed of that. I've just dreamed of people being mad at me or just being really cruel to me. That's what I have a dream about a lot, is like my family and my friends or like people that I think love me doing something that I can never, I guess cheating on me emotionally in terms of like, I thought I trusted you to not talk to me like that or treat me like that, but not cheating. No, I don't have that fear.
Yeah, I usually don't have that fear. And I really don't have the fear consciously with Brenna. Like I really do think she'd be loyal or whatever.
I'll psychoanalyze this off mic, but yeah. I think what we're dealing with is something else than what dreams often present, not literally what you're scared of, but something else. Next story.
All right. So after recovery.
Wait, a lot of people have dreams of their teeth falling out. Do you ever have that? Do you have dreams of your teeth staying in?
I have dreams of
moving on,
of my back teeth coming back and being and never hurting.
Oh, Andrew, go to the dentist.
You go.
I will. I mean, I've been in the
last. You got to go to the vagina doctor.
I know. Well, I've been to one of those in the past year and a half. It's just been a year and a half, which is
any
too
teeth
long.
In there. Dude, I know a girl that had a tooth in her stomach.
Yeah, it
wild.
Can happen.
Wild.
Yeah.
All right. After recovering from a heart attack,
she ate a tooth. That's how you get a tooth in your stomach.
Well, she probably slept in my bed.
She thought it was a piece of popcorn. Okay, go on.
Do you get a tooth fairy when your adult teeth fall out? Come on.
I'll give you some money.
How much? If I lose a tooth or go to the dentist?
I've got some Cayman coins that I can, some shekels I can throw under your stained pillow.
If you pay me $100,000 a tooth, your boy will be gummy.
Yes.
Okay, after recovering from a heart attack on set, Bob Odenkirk tweets, I am doing great. I've had my very own It's a Wonderful Life week of people insisting I make the world slightly better.
Aww.
Thank you. I love everyone right now, but let's keep expectations reasonable.
Yeah, he got that outpouring that you get when you almost, when you die, you know? Trevor Moore, yeah. Comedian Trevor Moore from Whitest Kids You Know, died over the weekend in an accident. No details yet, even though I'm morbidly curious of what happened. Not going to ask the people that I know probably know, but I didn't know him. He's a father and a husband and just beloved by anyone who knew him. And I was watching all his clips this week and he was hilarious. And I was just thinking like, God, I wish he could see what people are saying on Reddit. Like people, I was watching as people, his fans were finding out on Reddit and like the comments coming in, and it was making me cry just how much he had moved all these strangers. And I was thinking about, oh my God, when I die, I'm so sad that I'm not going to be around to see what people will say, because people get so fucking nice when you die. And it's just, maybe it's nice Bob Odenkirk was able to see, you know, that it's a wonder, that's what he means by the It's a Wonderful Life thing.
Yeah. I mean, that happened to me when I went in the coma. Remember I told you that story where the
girl, your friends thought you died.
Yeah, and I didn't really get
so
it wasn't
so will
wonderful.
You tell us, will you tell our listeners,
I was in college, I was a sophomore in college. I
Noah's up. Going what? Yeah, this is wild.
All right, so I hooked up with a girl who I just made out with her. I didn't even like fuck her, nothing like that serious, and I didn't even know she was into me. We didn't really even talk that much, and then she wanted to come visit me in New Orleans. I was at college at Tulane. She was living in Stuart, Florida, and she told her dad, she asked her dad for a plane ticket.
Wait, did you make out with her in Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Over the summer. Oh, and then I went back to school, and she asked her dad for like to buy a plane ticket for her, and he's like no. And so she went back. She made up this story that I'm in a coma, that I got in a car wreck, and now can he pay for the plane ticket because I'm in this coma and she needed to be
this
there.
This woman is
for
your
me.
Soulmate. Because that seems like a thing you would have done.
She was probably swimming in a water
That's
tank.
That's probably who this woman is now.
Yeah, yeah. So the guy, she tells her dad, who's a doctor.
This
my
is
dad's
wild.
A doctor. He tells my dad because I
it
live.
It gets
in,
to your dad that he, this guy's that
his that son, I'm in a coma.
And it gets to your dad, and your dad says what?
He's like, call me back. I can't talk about it. No.
He's like, I just got lunch. We talking 30.
This sandwich is good.
Yeah.
So I don't know exactly what happened in how the game of telephone went on to get to my friends, because I had a cell phone, but it was off. So for 3 days, I wasn't able to be contacted. It kind of shows that I didn't care about needing anyone's attention or whatever, but which was kind of nice. But anyways, for 3 days, my phone was off. And all these people, it got around that I was in a coma, and all my friends thought I was in a coma.
All your Florida friends.
All my Florida
friends. That you were in a coma in New Orleans.
Yes.
And no one and so
could get in touch with me.
How many days did your friends think? 3 days they thought you were in a coma?
I don't know if it was 3 days. I feel like it was around there. Maybe 2 days, because 3 days they probably would have like. So Rusty
how did they find out?
Rusty and my buddy Kelly were driving to New Orleans to come see me in my coma. So finally I fucking turned my phone on and I have, you would think, 50 messages. I had a decent amount. I thought some girls would be like, no, I always wanted to fuck you. Didn't get that.
Yeah.
It was more like, we're coming there for spring break and you're fucking dead. Come on, bro.
Oh my God.
And, yeah. So,
were they talking to you like you were dead and like in a coma? Were they just like, man, I heard about what happened. Like, what was the vibe of these
calls?
Yeah,
that was kind of the vibe. Like, I remember Rusty leaving a message like, hey, we're driving to New Orleans. We really hope that you recover. You know, maybe we'll stop by after Bourbon Street.
Your funeral, if it's popping off by then.
Yeah, we'll play Flip Cup off your grave.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so anyways. So I just kind of found out kind of how people would be talking, and a lot of people were really sad. Like a lot of the girls in my high school were sad, a lot of the guys were, but it wasn't like insane. Whoa. But I kind of do know that like I'd have about 45 people.
No, now funeral. People would be sad, but you were well known enough. Yeah, you would have a good, you would have a, I think you'd be very happy with the response of if you died. But it's the weirdest thing that's when it happens, is after you're gone.
Yeah.
Like when you can't even appreciate it. It's just, I wish there was some way to adequately celebrate someone and think about them in the way that you do when they're gone. But there's no way to do that.
I guess like a wedding.
Sometimes, yeah,
kind of is like that in
because
the idea.
The person's dying to all your friends are like, he's dead to us now. Yeah, I mean, we're not going to see this guy until he gets divorced.
Yeah, it's pretty much a best man speech.
And then we'll
is just
all be
an
married
obituary.
And not really be able to hang out with him. Yeah.
But yeah, I guess that's kind of those moments, you know,
birthdays,
you kind of find
sometimes
out.
On Instagram, people post Mother's Day, like you can get celebrated, but not in the same way. I guess when you get sick and maybe if people are like, if you get sick and you get to the point where you're like, I'm saying goodbye, like there can be that, but it you truly won't ever know.
But there's another thing of him going through that and like that feeling of having, it's like when I got stabbed or like if you know, when you were maybe sick with the eating disorder and stuff,
yeah,
like where you get close to death, which makes you feel more alive. I wish every person, some people go through life and don't feel like they're gonna die until they die at like 85 and they don't have that like rebirth feeling. I didn't really get it when I got stabbed.
I didn't get that like
and I don't know
I appreciate life now.
I know.
Was like, oh God, I have to find some other way to kill myself because I like food now. Shit.
I know. I feel like if I had a massive heart attack 3 days later, I'd be like eating like shitty again and being like, oh man, that was weird.
No, they
like,
did a study. My friend recently told me they did a study with 10 people they found out like 90% of people, if you are told that you're going to die unless you stop doing this one thing.
Yeah.
You'll be dead within a year. These people, and it's legitimate things that these people, like, if you don't stop this habit, you're going to die in a year. Everyone goes, oh, I'm done.
Oh,
and the end of that year, only 10% of those people actually are able to stick it out, even though those other 90% know that this is going to make them die. They still do it because you just convince yourself. It's Like I'm kind of getting to the point where I'm.
That's interesting.
I want to change some of my habits because I realize I'm getting older, and it's like you just can't do this shit to your body forever without consequences. Like it does catch up to you the way you eat and the way you drink, smoke, whatever it is. And it's just, but that's what people know, that cigarettes cause cancer, yet they still keep smoking, and they'll be coughing up black stuff and they still smoke. It's like, it doesn't make you stop. It takes more than that.
It's interesting because like the time frame of it, like if I go, hey, if you can't, you know, eat a protein bar, if you don't stop eating protein bars, you're going to die in a week, yeah. Right? As opposed to you're going to die in 20 years. 20 years, you're like, it doesn't really, you don't really feel the,
and
you don't really fear
you
that.
You always have the example of the person that kept smoking until yes. they were 90. And
there's
didn't
a Keith
have,
Richards out there who like only
people
gets
go,
healthier.
Doug Stanhope drinks, you know, every day. And it's like Artie Lang, like these people that like abuse their bodies and are examples of everlasting people. But they wake up and they feel like shit though. You know, like it's, there's, they're not avoiding hangovers and all those things. Like, and then there's healthy people. I know someone that, you know, Kathy yeah. Griffin has lung cancer, just had a half her lung removed. She's never smoked a day in her life. So there's people like that, that you go, well, I'm going to get it anyway. Let's just,
yeah,
but it's all enough, yeah. coming back to the word denial, not being honest with yourself, not actually looking at how often you smoke, how often you drink. Oh, I drink socially. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean every day or does that mean every weekend? And if it means every weekend, that's, you're getting hammered 52 times a year. That's a lot. If you actually look at this, if you look at it all, it's a lot. And yeah. that's why, like, I did not see what my eating disorder was until I started being accountable for it and taking pictures of my food before I ate and sending it to someone. And then I started looking at it and I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, I would go through, I would see our text chain and it was just me sending pictures of like the weirdest shit. And I'm just like, God, when you see it all like this, it really
yeah.
speaks volumes. I wasn't able, even though I knew what I was putting in my body, I wasn't able to see it until I like was actually taking pictures of it. It really helped me.
It's like with Ted Lasso, when they say, they don't say the word, the yips.
Oh yeah.
And the psychiatrist is like, or psychologist is like, why don't you say it?
Yeah.
Because, like, well, you just don't mention the yips. And the yips is in sports when you, whatever, like you can't, because of a mental block, you can't perform well.
Yeah.
So you don't talk about it. You're in denial
well,
about
it. It's like alcoholism in a family. Like how many listeners out there do you have some kind of drug or someone in your family has a drug or anger problem or alcohol problem, and they get wasted and they say all this shit. And then the next day, everything, no one talks about it. It's denial. And it's like, it runs so deep and you go, no, I know that they said it. They don't know. And so it'll never get brought up. Molestation, people.
And then it does.
The fact that, you know, you can't be, because molestation makes everyone so fucking uncomfortable because everyone's been molested. No one talks about it. When you don't talk about it, people have shame because it seems like something no one else has. But when you start talking about it, you realize everyone's been, and it, we need each other. You need a community to get over any kind of struggle. You can't do it alone. That's what I found.
And I do like the idea of like, if you get ahead of it, like let's say someone has some tendencies to be an alcoholic early on and you just have open conversations, it's not going to lead to like an intervention and rehab. Like that's the last resort. That's when people bring it up, when it's so bad that you have to, like,
that's let's what I'm try saying to, about cheating.
Let's try
when
to bring it up before.
At work.
Let's bring it up before it's so bad.
Okay,
like,
so
let's bring
if
it
Brenna
up.
Got a, had developed a crush on someone she worked with, okay, I know she works with a bunch of women, but like if she met a guy and she has a crush on him and she said to you, listen, I have a crush on this person and nothing's happened, nothing, I don't want anything to happen, I want to be with you. Would you rather that or would you rather just keep it to herself?
God, that's tough. I don't know. I really don't know. How nice are his teeth?
They're nice.
Oh fuck.
He wore his retainer after
no
he got
way.
Him off in eighth grade. Yeah,
this and he guy took the like, retainer out like
dude,
a permanent retainer.
This guy
retainer.
Is like really responsible and like his room is clean. Like all the things that you aren't, he is.
Yeah.
And he just broke 70.
Oh my God, yeah. dude. Fuck that. I don't want to know. No, but I in
truly,
all, in
but
all
she
seriousness,
says, I want to tell you because yeah. I love you and I don't want to cheat on you and I haven't yet. What would you say? What do you want to know or not?
Honestly, like I would want to know even more like, if I did find out more, I'd want to know, why do you have a crush on him? Is it a physical attraction? Is it an emotional attraction?
It's all of those things. I just, the way that I felt about you when I liked you, like that early stage of a crush, you know that feeling.
Andrew, what if she added a very important factor, Nikki, which we talked about previously? What if she says, yeah, I'm attracted to him, but I have integrity and I love our relationship and I would never cheat?
It's not that I would never cheat. I don't want to cheat. And I'm starting to feel and think about this person in a way that makes me scared that I might jump off this ledge.
Yeah.
And I wanted to tell you about it.
It'd be tough, man. It'd be one thing if, like, she wasn't, like, with him all the time. You know what I mean? And obviously I'm not there. So part of me would be like, should I let her go and be with this guy? Because I'm long distance. Like, I would think about that as well.
You're not hearing me. She's saying, I don't want to cheat on you.
I know.
I am hearing you,
but I'm saying, even if she said that, I would still feel, it would still fuck with my brain to the point where I wouldn't want to deal with that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the alternative is definitely she's going to cheat on you, because if you can't talk about it and the person that you're dealing with doesn't get brought in and, like, it will lead. That's how cheating happens. It always starts with a crush of, like, oh, I shouldn't do this, but it's just a flirtation. I'm not going to do anything. Then it goes to the next thing. Then you guys get in a fight and it makes her, which you have no idea this guy even fucking, this is a pretend scenario, but it happens all the fucking time. Yeah, and it doesn't mean that Brenna's going to do this, but if it happened, it's very normal. Then you have a fight, and then all of a sudden it's like, this guy wants to go out. I'll go out with him because it's not a date. We're just coworkers. Then you have a couple drinks, and it's like, and you're not texting her back, and you're being a little pissy bitch about something because you're dealing with your shit. And then in her mind, it could possibly, I'm not saying this for Brennan, but this happens all the time. I'm just saying that I think her bringing a crush to you would be the best way to get ahead of it. And I think that...
Well, how many times do you talk about this crush? Because I don't want to have a million conversations about the guy.
Well, if it's still coming up and she's still feeling...
Then I don't want... I'd rather her cheat and just break up.
Well, then you're going to live in denial, because she's a person you are with is going to have crushes on other people.
I know, but that doesn't mean you have to have conversations.
My husband does it. I don't. Yes, you have. Yes, you have. You're going to have feelings for other people. And whether or not
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. I'm just saying.
It means you need to step up is, I think, what it means. She's not feeling emotionally and physically supported enough. And this is a hypothetical, obviously. Now I feel like you're going to be mad at Brenna after this conversation. But, like...
Brenna who? She's dating someone else. She's dating her manager, Jose, or something hot, Andreas.
I don't know. I just think that I hope that I can handle that if a guy.
I just think it would be an annoying conversation to talk about another crush more than like if it came up like once a week. I'm like, I don't want to be in this relationship. I don't want
to
talk.
I don't think it needs to come up.
I'm just saying, like, that depends.
Well, it might get to that point where you go, if you're still having a crush on this person, I'm obviously not the person for you, and then you would break up. But I do think that there's something to someone being able to say that and going, well, can you send me a picture of this person so I can make fun of him for you, and we can team up on this guy.
That could be something.
And help you. What could I do to make you feel like you, because women generally, I don't want to speak for us all, if we're feeling emotionally and physically loved, we don't really feel attracted to other people. It's men is different because you guys just want to get your dicks wet, and it's you have a different biology. But, and that's not all men either, by the way. Some men are more like feminine in this way, and some women are more masculine in the way that they just want to fuck around. But I generally feel that it's just a symptom of the relationship not being good enough.
But don't women cheat just as much as, I feel like that's a statistic I just saw, that women cheat just as much as men in marriages.
I wouldn't be surprised, because
women ask for divorce more than men.
Yeah, because they don't feel emotionally and physically supported, and men.
What about financially supported? I think that's a big thing. I really do.
Yeah, of course. It means support. It's support. If a woman enters into a marriage saying, "I'm not going to work, and I want this because you are going to provide for me, you're my husband," and suddenly that he has a gambling problem or gets fired and can't work, and that was part of the plan. There's a deficiency now on the agreement that you locked into before you got married. You have to address
that. She's going to fuck your boss that fired you.
Possibly. If he has all his teeth and he...
Damn it! And shoots a 68.
Shoots a, 63. All right, let's get to Why Do I Care?
Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Why do I care?
Oh, man. Why do you care? Dwayne Johnson says he's the opposite of not washing themselves celeb. He, like, made this whole list on Twitter about how much he showers, how cleanly he is, because Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis are saying
they don't shower their kids. Ryan Gosling, or not Ryan Gosling. What's his name? Was it Ryan Gosling? Some other guy said he doesn't clean himself.
Dax Shepard.
And Kristen Bell said the same thing about the kids. And then Jake Gyllenhaal said he doesn't shower that often and might be, and people say he might be stinky. And this is Dwayne. I don't like The Rock.
I'm not a huge fan either.
I think thy doth protest too much, and that anyone that
works out that much or talks about how clean they are and like how good they are cleaning themselves is hiding something.
Hiding in plain sight.
I just, yeah. I don't know. I just, I, it's not like I don't, like, I don't know The Rock. I don't think
he's
I'll
just
ever
meet
him.
He's cheesy to me.
I just, I've never understood the obsession with him. I don't, I guess I haven't seen his movies. I really haven't. I've never seen a Rock movie.
He
ever.
Laughs at all his actually, own videos. He goes, I'm in the gym. Hey, oh, I just worked out hard, 5 a.m. Are you up yet? I am. Drinks my
I
energy
I feel
drink.
Bad saying I don't like The Rock. I really feel bad saying that because if I were The Rock and heard this or like knew The Rock and I heard this, I'd be like, you don't know fucking Rock. Shut up, Nikki. So I just want to say that I am.
You're backtracking on The Rock?
Yeah, I'm saying that I don't like The Rock because I feel I'm probably jealous of him in some way or insecure. Things I'm mad at him about, I'm insecure about.
So a comedian. So a comedian that's in New York, Gian. I forget his name. I'm sorry, but I'm not trying to like be like cool about it. But I he said something like, I think this is weirder than the dirty people, essentially.
So he and just like went through his regimen of how he washes himself.
Yeah, he takes a shower 3 times a day.
Okay, this guy's hiding something. I'm sorry. I'm going to take back what I said. It's not about insecurity. You are, if you shower 3 times a day, you have an obsessive compulsive disorder, which, you know, no judgment there. I just heard things about The Rock. Let me just say that. I've heard things about The Rock that I don't care to disclose, but I'm just not a fan. Not a fan. Let's get to top one, bottom one. No one knows what I could have heard. It could have been that he was rude to someone.
No, you heard he has a stinky asshole.
And you know what? Like, it doesn't matter what I heard because it was just a rumor.
But
and
him writing back to this comedian, like,
he wrote back to the comedian.
Yeah, that was the whole thing.
Oh,
like,
he comes at comedians. Okay, let's take that out. I love The Rock. I love San Andreas. It's made me, it really inspired me trying to find a husband because I was like, I got to find someone like The Rock in case there's a huge earthquake to save me because the only people that survive in that movie are the
he's not gonna survive. He's not gonna be able to shower.
Oh, that's so true.
And he's gonna be in a water tank trying to wash off.
That's the only way he can take a bath. He's so huge. I mean, showering 3 times a day, how does he get the hard to reach places? Because he is so jacked.
I'm sure he has a team.
Top one, bottom one.
That's all what right, he calls his team for with that wash of them.
Oh my god, that's so funny. Top one, bottom one, back one, front one. All right, so top one, bottom one. Today's category is
a kind of touch.
Okay, so your least favorite touch and your favorite touch. Let's start with bottoms. Least favorite touch, Andrew.
Can I go first?
Yes, yes, you may go
first. Yeah, go first because I'm still kind of debating.
Okay, so this was inspired by a post on Instagram that Andrew and Anya made. It was a very beautiful, heartwarming post where he's holding you and Anya on stage from over the weekend.
Yes.
And then I zoom in to where his hands were.
Yeah.
And that, I can't, if like, I cringe just thinking about it.
Oh my God.
No, they're supposed to be, that was part of the dance, Noah.
Wait, no. It's, so for me, the worst place that you could touch me is behind the knee in that ligament. That like stretches out and I can't even look at it.
Oh my God. I see what you're talking about. That ligament that stretches out. Like why? Why, Noah?
Interesting.
Because it's like your Achilles, like it snap. Like he could somehow snap it.
Just like imagining a finger on it. It just really grosses me
Whoa.
Out. I don't know why.
Does anyone else have that? Please write in if you know what she's talking about. I mean, I see it in this picture. Like you're touching the back of Anya's leg. That doesn't bother me. What about the way he's grabbing my leg? He's like wrapped around mine. Does that bother you? Or does it just have to be like the touch of the back?
It's okay. So it's not exactly the back of the knee. That's fine. It's that it's that ligament
above it. Yeah.
Here, but on the other side.
Oh, below. Oh, okay.
This.
Oh.
Hold on. Wow. Right okay. There. Yes. That little tendon.
Do you not
tendon.
Like your ligament or are you ticklish?
I just don't like the way it feels when it's touched. It grosses me out. Sends shivers down my spine.
Interesting. I will go with my least favorite touch being my lower ass, like my ass in any way, not by a loved one, but like, I mean, I guess no one wants their ass touched by a stranger, but for me, I get panicky when people touch my butt because I feel I have insecurities about my butt. So it makes me go, oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that this isn't what you wanted. And I feel like I've been sexually harassed before and honestly felt like I should apologize to the man who grabbed my butt because it was so not a good butt. It's insane, but
what
I really
about
felt
when you're
way.
Hooking up and you're like naked in bed?
Oh, no,
like
I love it. Oh,
okay.
No, I love it. I've got, I'm okay with it now, but I would say, and also let me just say any touch from a man to get by in a, and I do quotes around this crowded room or bar when men touch your waist, it's just a way for them to touch you, even though to be like, oh, move, sweetie. Do you do that to men? Excuse me. Do you do that to men when you need to get by? Do you touch them on the waist or the lower back? No, you don't. You say, excuse me, because men know how to fucking move. You don't need to touch us to move us out of the way. You can say, excuse me, and we can get out of the way. We know how to do that too. I prefer for a guy to stick his fingers up me and then plant me where he wants me to be and direct me with his whole hand inside me would be best.
So you want inside rather than outside.
Yes. That's my least favorite touch is a man touching you, pretending like he needs to get by yes. when he really wouldn't do that to a man.
So my two would be...
bottom.
My two bottoms.
No, it's just one bottom. I gave two because I'm the host.
Okay. So my three bottoms.
Because I always give two.
My three bottoms. well, I was just going to say one is just I hate when a girl... she'll put her hand by your armpit, but not tickle it yet, but kind of tickle it where it's like a half tickle.
That's a tickle, and you
know,
man.
I know.
A tickle is the light touch. A hard touch not doesn't feel like a tickle. A tickle
no,
is
no, but
light.
I'm saying like a hard tickle. Like a hard tickle could be a with a light touch.
Mm.
But she's not going fully in, but they're in just enough where you almost anticipate the tickle.
Yes.
It's like either tickle me and let's get this over with. Or don't do like a
so
half tickle.
So armpits are your most ticklish.
Yeah,
shot.
I don't love armpits, and I don't like being the little spoon and they are their hands on my stomach.
My
I
hair,
feel fattest.
My yeah. hair. Don't touch that. I'm changing mine. My hair. So don't touch my hair. It's a struggle for me to go get my hair done. I always have to like, I dread it because I just people don't handle it as delicately as I would like it to be handled. So my hair. What's your favorite touch, Noah?
Favorite touch would have to be like in the inside of my thigh, and it has to be a firm grab, not a light one.
Ooh, the
wait,
inside
so
your
favorite
thigh.
Touch and your worst touch are within centimeters of
yes,
each other.
Yeah, it's
God, that's
it is
tough.
A fine line. It's a fine tendon. Inside of your thigh. I think most women would hate that because that's like, you know, that's our insecure region of like our thighs are fat or whatever. Like you no. like the inside of your thigh.
Inside of my thigh with a firm grab.
Okay. I like
from
that.
From a loved one, not
yeah,
from a stranger.
Lover. A lover.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
My favorite touch is definitely like delicately on my face by a lover. Like a gentle touch of like holding my face, I feel like is so loving and something that you only let someone who, like only someone who would love you would even want to do it and hold your face. And... oh my God, I'm going to like tear up just thinking about like the one time it happened to me that I didn't have to like beg for it. It made me cry on the spot. Someone like held my face and just like said, you know, said a nice thing to me, but it was the face holding. It's just such a tender, loving thing that has only happened to me like kind of organically once in my life. It's okay. It'll happen again.
I think my top one would be, I like when a girl or Brenna for that instance, when I'm laying in bed and she just scratches the back of my head.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of like when you get a really good shampoo massage,
yeah.
you know what I mean? But just like the back of the head, just, you know, hard enough where it doesn't. It's not, you know, where you get in there, but not too hard where it actually hurts.
We should do ones, our favorite places to touch people. Or like
oh, where we like to touch. Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
interesting because yeah, I do like doing that to the back of guy's head is like playing with their hair, and I hope that the person that I do it to likes it. But I feel like sometimes, you know, love languages much like sometimes love languages are touch. It is a love language, but some people don't like touch at all. You know, like that it really it sucks because if you like being touched and someone doesn't like being touched, like it's not their love language, they don't understand how to really give it.
I mean, it is interesting. Like, I like the back of my...
To be touched, you need to touch someone. So if your love language isn't touch and you are with someone who likes to be touched, you have to touch them, which is in turn being touched by their head.
Put on some OJ gloves.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay.
I like the back of my head, and usually I don't like when girls play with the top of my head because it's receding and I get insecure. Yeah, your hairs are sensitive. Yes. But with her, I feel very, like, go ahead, get in there, get into the receding alleys. I trust you. I love you. Get in there, get in
the
back.
I was touching a guy's hair recently, and he, I know, has concerns about being receding, and I was just like, oh, I wonder if he's insecure about this, but I just don't care. It's just like, and I'm someone who worries about losing hair. I'm very delicate, but also I was just like, the idea that I would love you, like that I would like you, or the way I feel about you, I would feel less if you were bald.
Yeah,
is truly insane to me. And I know that I could be attracted to men with hair and not attracted to bald guys. But if I know you and love you, if you lose your hair, I will still love you the same. That would be insane for me to love you less. So,
because then you can't cheat. You know, no one else is going to love you, so I'll love you more, essentially. So now I don't have to worry about anything.
Oh, yeah, the guy in the scenario also has a full head of hair. It's thick, it's long.
Oh, okay, well.
And, again, shoots a 63. Well, final thought. I mean, let's move into it. Do we want to even go back to that? No.
No, we're good.
No, yeah. What do you want to talk about?
Final thought?
What's your day like today?
Golf.
Yeah.
I have a lesson at 2.
Sweet.
I got to buy you a coconut water. My bad on that.
Yeah, I got to film a video for Cosmopolitan where I'm comparing like cheap things with the expensive version. And Andrew drank my cheap version of coconut water. He just like, I opened this box with all this random shit. And then I was going through the recycling today, of course. And I see an empty coconut water and I go, is this motherfucker go in my Cosmo box that I have to shoot this goddamn video for?
You were complaining about this box when we were right before we left. She's like, this fuck.
Because I didn't know what it was. I thought it was a fan sent me a bunch of random shit.
Anthrax.
I realized it was Cosmo doing this video. So yeah.
And I've never seen you drink coconut water ever.
No, I didn't get mad at you. I know, but
this was the best part. You had your AirPods in. So you go, did you buy this? That's how loud it was. And I was like, I just woke up. So I know when Nikki's like very motivated, some mornings you wake up and you're like super motivated to clean the house and stuff.
Yeah.
And I get scared in bed because I'm like, she's so motivated out there and I'm just rolling out. And so I get up and she's like, did you buy this? And I'm like, oh my God, I just want to go back in.
No, I didn't care at all. I just was like,
I know, but the AirPods were in, so it sounded like you were yelling.
AirPods are dangerous. These new ones with the noise cancellation, I can't hear anything when I am wearing them. Like it truly is dangerous. People talk to me and think I'm rude. The girl at the Donetta downstairs, whenever I don't have them in, I talk to her and I go, hey Donetta, but if I have them in, I'm listening to music. It's too much to take them out and be like, how are you? Like I still, so she must think I'm so rude sometimes. Cause
or
I just
deaf.
Go, hi.
Yeah.
Like it's so, if you're out there and you have those AirPods, you know what I'm talking about. Noise cancellation is truly makes you antisocial. And if you can't, people can't see them in your ears. They think you're just being rude.
Also you get hit by a car very
easily. Oh yeah, for sure. You need to hear things around you for sure.
How many times did you walk across the street in New York
and almost die?
And you go and a huge truck. Yeah. And you're like, I didn't look. I know I didn't look. I could have been hit. Or it's like two ways or it's one way the other way.
Dude,
I've had so many times.
Yeah,
with ADD, like it's a scary city.
Oh, it really is. And crossing the street there, Anya was always really good about only going at the time, like when it would be the crosswalk and say walk, which in New York, no one follows that. But she just didn't trust. And it's smart of her, even though the time I did get hit by a car, I had the countdown, the walking countdown. I got hit by the car. I got up from rolling on the hood, rolling onto the pavement in 10th Avenue, traffic stopping. I got up from the pavement after getting hit by a car, and it was still 7 seconds to go for me to cross the street. It was still counting down. And I remember gesturing to it and going, I still have 7 seconds. And, like knowing for sure that I didn't fuck up. I was so.
Your last words are 7 seconds.
And then I just dropped it.
Were you wearing headphones?
No, I saw it coming too. I saw the car coming. I heard it. I turned. I saw it turning onto 10th Avenue, going right, trying to make a yellow light, or I guess red. It was running a red light.
Yeah.
And
And I just, and my last words, I remember as it was turning, I thought I was going to die because it was at such a crazy speed. It was definitely going to hit me.
Oh my God.
And I just go, no, 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 no. And I remember as I said it, I'm not joking you. It's so weird. If people have had near-death experiences, you know that time slows down and you have all of these thoughts. Like it really, I don't know if life flashes before your eyes, but you can have whole thoughts. And my whole thought was, first of all, I'm about to die, and my last words are no, 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 no. I really thought that's the last thing I'm gonna say on Earth, and it wasn't, unfortunately. I don't know what the last thing I'm gonna say is.
And you took that lesson from that accident, and you.
My last words are probably going to be, "What the fuck is my Boingo password?" Because I'll be on a plane that's about to crash or something, and I'll be trying to log onto the Wi-Fi so that I can say goodbye to my family, and instead. I can't get on it because I don't remember what password I used to get access.
My last words is, I think I'm having a heart attack. And then hearing you go, it's just stress. And then that'll be how I die.
Oh, that's the last thing you hear.
It's all in your head. And then I'm dead.
Yeah.
And then I'll wake up again and go, it wasn't stress.
And then
I wake up.
And then
again.
I call your dad and tell him, and he's like, "Again, I'm on my lunch break. I'll get to it in a second." All right, guys, thank you so much for listening today. We will be here all week long. It's been a while, and it won't be a while till you hear us tomorrow on the Nikki Glaser podcast. Don't be cute out there, as always, and follow us on our Instagram. Post about listening to the show, and we love you so much. And did you say have all the swells before?
Yes, I did.
Okay. This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You got to check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.